Government agencies are working with the owner of a float home that's half sunken in the Fraser River, close to the Port Coquitlam shoreline. Harbor Patrol officers with the Vancouver Fraser Port Authority, VFPA, which monitors the Fraser daily as well as other watercourses in its jurisdiction, have assessed the home. And the structure doesn't pose a risk for impending navigation and currently isn't releasing pollution. We are working with its owner, a contractor, and other government agencies on its removal, VFPA spokesperson Alex Monroe told the Tri-City News on January 28. We do not yet have a timeline on its removal. Coquitlam RCMP said it's aware of the abandoned building on the northern end of Douglas Island. The Canadian Coast Guard also conducted an assessment of the home in mid-January and determined it doesn't pose a hazard. Since it is not defined as a vessel under the Wrecked, Abandoned or Hazardous Vessels Act, the file was handed over to Transport Canada, spokesperson Anna Muselius said. The federal organization said it's also working with Metro Vancouver Regional Parks to get the home out of the water. Spokesperson Cao Cao Liu said Transport Canada may take additional measures should the owner fail to take action. The safety and security of Canadians and the marine environment are Transport Canada's highest priority, Liu said. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with arrow want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.